Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever noticed how people would just rather sit than stand? Yeah, I'm always amazed in airports how people enter the gate area for their flights and immediately do two things. First, they check their flight number and their destination with the monitor in the gate area. And then after producing a sign of relief for being at the right gate before the boarding process has ended and the jetway door closed, well, they carefully scan the gate area, searching for the right location to sit down. Well, for some, they don't require a great deal of space, as they travel rather lightly. On the other hand, there are those who travel with a great deal of baggage. You know, they may only have one suitcase, but, you know, it's really too big to fit in that overhead compartment. And then, well, there's that personal item, which is sometimes larger than the oversized suitcase. And during these winter months, there are those long, thick, flowing wool coats, the scarves, the Yukon warming mittens, and then there's that oversized brim rabbit fur hat. It's no wonder that these people would rather sit than stand. Yeah, we may be one who travels a bit lighter, but wouldn't you really rather sit than stand? I mean, we all have enough physical burdens to carry, and they do wear us out, and sometimes we'd just rather walk away from them and just sit down. But we can walk away, and we can ignore those physical burdens. But what about the spiritual ones? You know, so often we weigh ourselves down with the very things that Christ warns us about in our text, with dissipation, drunkenness, and the cares of this life. You know, it doesn't matter whether you've traveled since last November or especially the last couple of weeks, whether you call it Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, Shrove Tide, or Carnival Time. The advertisements have been quite visible on buildings, billboards, and buses. You know, what was once a time of Christian tradition with its religious requirements of confessions before Lent, well, it has become the basis of that slogan, "Let the good times roll." And oh, how those good times are rolling. Not just in Louisiana. Okay, so you're not one of those. So you're not one of those Mardi Gras fanatics, indulging in wine, whiskey, and women. Well, then what about those cares of everyday life? Those cares that weigh you down. You know, those deep concerns about money. Money to support your family, to educate your children. What about that long-awaited lifestyle of the rich and famous? Or the desire for that upcoming book to be the next top seller and topic of discussion in those elite academia circles in Lutheran theology? You know, both pleasures and worries weigh us down, encouraging us all just to sit. You know, about 10 years ago, I received training for outdoor leadership and survival with youth. Well, part of our training was how to treat individuals with hyperthermia. Well, one of the very most important rules was do not stop and sit. Why? Well, once a person with hypothermia sits down, the body begins to cool down very quickly, fall asleep, and the freezing process begins to cause one to die. You know, the person must keep moving, and the best way for that is to stand. Well, Christ tells us in our text that the day of his final coming will come suddenly, like a trap upon all those sitting on the earth, sitting because they are weighed down with spiritual burdens. He also tells us that we should stay awake and pray, that we may endure the temptations and evil things that are to come, and receive strength enabling us to stand before the Son of Man. You know, even though we desire to stand, the devil is so ever active. He is so ever active to persuade us that it would be just easier to sit and rest and ignore the words that our Savior speaks. Judas did. He was convinced by the devil that the money from the chief priest and the officials would be so much more profitable for him than to share in the Passover with his Lord and teacher. The religious requirements and the commands of the law cannot enable us to stand and await our Lord's return. We cannot enter into this Lenten season with the notion that we are in any way equipped and ready by our own effort to repent and greet our Savior. We enter this Lenten season rather by faith, knowing that the words of Paul to the Romans are each of ours individually, as he writes, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me." You know, when all your doings are worthless, prayer is the only answer. When you come before our God in prayer, you throw yourselves upon God's doing. With repentant hearts in prayer, we go to the only one who can stand, our Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was the only one, the only man awake, watching and praying. Jesus is the only man who was never weighed down by the pleasures and the worries of this world. Even though Jesus never gave in to the temptations of the devil, his Father dealt with him as if he had. His Father allowed wicked men to beat him, to drag him, to spit on him and nail him to a cross, all because of the sins that worldly men like you and I desire and sit in. It is there on that cross to which he was nailed, where his lifeblood dripped and fell upon the world. His shed blood covered the sins of the whole world so that not one spot remained. His death became ours. and his blood was shed for ours. Yes, watch and pray. See how our Savior spreads his gospel of forgiveness, regardless of the evil forces that fight against it. Watch and pray as he forgives and saves the sinners from the sin that dwells within them. Watch and pray as he gives you the power of his Holy Spirit to enable you to stand in faith until the day he shall come again. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all of our human understandings, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.